In the mid-19th century, Jules Verne published the science fiction novel Journey to the Center of the Earth. In the 20th and 21st century, the story made its way into film and onto TV several different times, but never in 3D, never until now. This weekend, you can don those funny glasses when Journey to the Center of the Earth arrives on movie screens. And this version has sent critic Bob Mandello on a journey to the center of his childhood.
Let me start by saying that the 3D effect in the new film is every bit as cool as you think it'll be. When the explorers reach that unlikely underground sea that Jules Verne put at the center of the Earth, and a football-sized fish flew right at my head, I almost broke the arm of the kid in the next seat. Seriously cool effect, and there are lots of others, because the filmmakers want this to be a movie you'll want to see in theaters, not on video, 6 months from now. But with all due respect to director Eric Brevig and his army of special effects digitizers, this new Journey to the Center of the Earth did not replace the one that's been playing in my head since I was a little kid. That one I saw on the widest screen I had ever seen, because 1959 was also a time when Hollywood wanted to draw people away from TV sets. The TVs back then were tiny and black and white, so movies got big and colorful. Scored by Bernard Herrmann, Journey to the Center of the Earth played on a screen as wide as Ben-Hur did in 1959. Huge, and to the delight of not just me, but all of my schoolmates, the actors were dwarfed by mushrooms the size of trees, giant lizards that glowed red when you stepped on them, lava that looked a lot like beef chili, and earthquakes and threats of all sorts, echoing and rumbling and hugely unpredictable.
It seems to be moving away from us.
Madam, in these regions, I'd never venture to say that anything is moving away. All coming towards us. The only thing we can be certain of is that danger is always with us. We might as well ignore it.
Ooh, foreshadowing. Even at 10, I knew saying that was a mistake. A huge boulder rolling toward our intrepid explorers in a narrow passageway, no way out. It was that scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark, but 20 years before Spielberg thought of it. And who knew back then that a Hollywood boulder was made out of plaster? On a screen that big and making all that noise, it had to be real. And miraculously, they escaped. And Professor Lindenbrock landed face down right on top of what he needed to see.
The three notches of Arne Saknussemm.
Explorer Arne Saknussemm, who'd gone to the center of the Earth centuries before them and whose skeleton would point the way when they most needed it. This movie seemed so cool to me as a kid. I was actually sort of afraid to rent it now and risk finding out that my memory was inflating it. And when I checked on the web beforehand, it was not reassuring. The director's other film that year was Where the Boys Are. And who got top billing here? Not James Mason, who played the professor, but singer Pat Boone, doing a Scottish accent when he remembered to. And once they got close to the hot lava, shirtless and in skimpy shorts, which back then was pretty racy stuff for the teenage girls in the audience. And of course, you couldn't put a singing heartthrob in a movie without having him sing a love song, even if you had to shoehorn it into the plot, in this case by providing the professor with a pretty daughter and a piano in the parlor.
Is there something you want?
A key is stuck.
But that's impossible.
This one, can't you see?
No, I can't.
At least you can see how unhappy I am. You know how I've felt ever since that first day you entered the classroom.
My love is like a red, red rose.
Watching the 1959 version again, I have to say it's still a hoot. I mean, you'd never accuse Pat Boone of acting exactly, but he was fun facing down those giant lizards and faking a fear of heights about every 10 steps and always putting things in his mouth for some reason. Plunk him down on a salt dune and he'd taste it. Put a mushroom in his path, he'd bite it. The guy was an idiot. The widescreen stuff still looks pretty amazing. Fake, but amazing. Filmed in Carlsbad Caverns and on sound stages where in those pre-digital days they actually had to build mushrooms the size of trees. And I'd totally forgotten the duck.
Gertrude!
Gertrude, who led them into tunnels they hadn't noticed.
Madame, are you going here the main?
He says, there's a tunnel on the other side.
Neither, or we can get it.
Slanting downhill, but walkable.
Eureka!
Oh, it was great fun. Still is, even on video. So, okay, enough of memory lane. You want to know about the new Journey to the Center of the Earth in 3D or Real D or whatever they're calling it. It's considerably more real-looking in a differently fakey way. And it's fun, too. Postmodern and jokey, not old-fashioned and hokey, but definitely fun. Brendan Fraser has bigger muscles than Pat Boone did, and the lizards now look like T-Rexes rather than salamanders, and there's an underground roller coaster that's going to make a great theme park ride if the movie's a hit. Afraid there's no duck. I miss the duck. But as I say, with the 3D, you will duck, so maybe that's okay. And then, after you've seen what special effects folks can do today, which is spectacular, think about renting the old one to see what they did half a century ago. Which was spectacular. The characters, the effects, the situations, all different. So it won't feel like a rerun. It'll just show you what Hollywood used to do and do well, done well. I'm Bob Mondello.